Hello, and I'm William Crooks. This report is supported by the Local Journalism Initiative. New details have emerged following a multi-kilometer police pursuit that moved through several Eastern Township's communities over the weekend, ending with an arrest in Sherbrooke Municipal Territory. Court administration officials have now identified Christian Gagnon as the man arrested in connection with the incident, adding clarity to a case that initially involved limited public information and no named suspect. According to Quebec court administration representatives, Gagnon appeared at the Sherbrooke Courthouse on Monday afternoon, January 12th, at approximately 12:30 p.m. His file has been remanded until January 14th, when a judge is expected to decide whether he will be released or remain in custody. Court officials explain that their role is limited to confirming procedural details related to active judicial files. They are not authorized to comment on evidence, investigative findings, or legal arguments. They confirm that Gagnon is facing several criminal code allegations stemming from the January 11th incident. These include allegations of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, failing to stop for police, assaulting a peace officer, and obstruction of justice. According to court administration representatives, the allegations relate to an incident involving a collision with another vehicle, a failure to stop and provide identifying information, and an arrest that followed police intervention. Court officials also confirm that the file contains an allegation that the accused was armed at the time of arrest. No further details were provided regarding what he was allegedly armed with, and no additional information was released on that point. As with all criminal cases, these charges remain allegations only, and the accused is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. The court information follows earlier reporting based on verified details provided by the Sûreté de Québec. According to SQ Communications Sergeant Maritze Bolduc, police were first alerted to the situation on Sunday morning after receiving information related to a suspect. Before officers could arrive on scene, the suspect took a vehicle and left the area. Police later located the vehicle in the municipality of Sawyerville. When officers attempted to intervene, the driver refused to stop, triggering a pursuit that continued over several kilometers and crossed multiple municipal boundaries. Sergeant Bolduc confirmed that the suspect refused to stop despite police efforts and that the pursuit continued as officers attempted to bring the situation to an end. The chase ultimately concluded on Sherbrooke Municipal Territory, where Sûreté de Québec officers were joined by members of the Sherbrooke Police Service to carry out the arrest. Police reported that resistance occurred during the arrest and that physical intervention was required to restrain the suspect. The individual was then transported to the police station. At the time of the initial police briefing, Sergeant Bolduc said the suspect could face several criminal charges, including flight from police, dangerous driving, and assault. She emphasized that final charges would be determined through the judicial process. In addition to the verified police information, this reporter received reports from local residents who said they observed the pursuit moving through Sawyerville, along Spring Road, between Cookshire and Lennoxville on Route 108, and through Lennoxville's College Street. These residents' accounts have not been independently confirmed by police. A video posted later that day to Facebook page Spotted Sherbrooke Estrie shows what appears to be a blue vehicle surrounded by police cars. Police have not confirmed the make or model of the vehicle involved, nor whether the footage definitively depicts the incident described by Sûreté de Québec. One resident suggested the vehicle may have been a blue Toyota Yaris, but police have not verified that detail. At this stage, several key details remain unclear. Police have not confirmed the exact make or model of the vehicle involved in the pursuit, nor whether the social media footage circulating online definitively shows the incident described by the Sûreté de Québec. Authorities have also not released details about the alleged collision referenced in court records, including where it occurred or whether anyone was injured. In addition, while court administration officials confirm that the file contains an allegation that the accused was armed at the time of arrest, no information has been provided about what he was allegedly armed with or whether any weapon was recovered. Police have not indicated how fast the vehicle was traveling during the pursuit, how many police vehicles were involved, or whether additional charges could be laid as the investigation continues. Those questions are expected to be addressed through future court proceedings or additional police updates. Court administration officials confirmed that Gagnon remains in custody pending the January 14th remand hearing, where a judge will determine whether he will be released under conditions or remain detained. Police and court officials have both indicated that the matter remains active. Further details are expected to emerge as the case proceeds through the court system. As with all criminal cases, the accused is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. I'm William Crooks, this is CJMQ, and this report was supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.